If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I always wear a burkini under my clothing.
Thank you.
My magic underwear. It's my special thing.
Thank you. So I can enjoy your creamy white thighs.
I'm hiding my body because I don't want to offend anyone in their secular, you know, it's crazy what's going on in France. We talked about it on my show yesterday. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I know. Well, we need a total ban until we can figure out what is going on, right?
This is going to fight terrorism. We won't let women dress the way they want. That'll show the terrorists that we're about freedom. We will not give in to their attempts to change our life, our way of life here in France. It makes no sense. Liberté one of the main three words? Egalité, liberté, fraternité?
Yep.
The French? I mean, liberty means wearing what you want to wear.
Yeah, exactly. I learned this from your Twitter feed, as I learned many things, Dean. You said, WTF, Roger Stone and Alex Jones seriously discussed whether Huma Abedin's genitals are mutilated?
Yep. What? It was Mediaite. I didn't report that on my own. I'm not monitoring Alex Jones' show, just so it's clear for people. Mediaite.com does that sad job, and they put that out there yesterday, that Roger Stone and the crazy guy Alex were just debating, because that's a typical discussion you have when
right.
you're getting a presidential politics. Is the campaign aid a victim of female genital mutilation because she's Muslim or not? And you're like, I don't even know what to say. I mean, you thought...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, an answer to today's question, can the stick campaign get more disgusting? Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. It can. Yes. I mean, I arguably have engaged in my own genital mutilation. That's a whole different story.
Dean Louise Obadala. I don't know what you meant by that.
It wasn't female, just male.
You also tweeted Trump giving a speech in Mississippi, a state with 40% African Americans, yet no black people on stage behind him in the shot on TV. Odd.
Where's my African American? Where'd he go?
Well, 2 days ago, he put like 3 or 4, because that was his reach out to African Americans. Look, I'm putting you behind me. Feel good about yourself. He apparently has pivoted back to white people. He's like, that didn't work out too well. So let me just go with my strength. Because he's pissing off Ann Coulter on the whole immigration thing, which can't be good. And it's remarkable. I mean, the idea that you can do this empty apology tour, as I call it, and Trump thinks after years of demonizing President Obama and to delegitimize him as the first African-American president, discriminate against African-Americans in housing, and cheerlead for the Central Park five young African-Americans to get the death penalty, and they turned out to be innocent. He thinks we're all going to forget it. Like, every community of color is going to be like, oh, you know what? I guess it was just a bad day. Sure. Yeah. You sound pretty reasonable now.
You know, Dean, you wrote a great piece for the Daily Beast. Hey, Donald Trump, please don't try to reach out to Muslims, because I can tell that you're worried you're next. You said Trump's cringeworthy reach out to African Americans makes one wonder if he's contemplating the same for Muslim. And you write, please, Allah, no.
No, I don't want him, because it's empty. He has demonized our community so much. Plus, his plea to the African Americans are, you're living in poverty, your schools are no good, you have no jobs. What do you have to lose? Like, what's he going to say? What racist, bigoted stuff will he say to us? Like, hey, Muslims, I'm practically Muslim. I don't drink alcohol. I've had 3 wives. You know, vote for me. Like, I eat hummus. I talk to cab drivers. And guess what? I like to oppress women, too. You cover them up. I call them dogs and pigs. I mean, this is the kind of reach out that we might get.
Right. What the hell have you got to lose? Vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump, Muslims. It's not going to happen. Here's the thing that I honestly think Donald Trump believes he can go and speak to African-Americans, about African-Americans, in front of white communities, and do this little softening on Latino, on the immigration issue. And that we're going to all forget. Every community that he's demonized will simply forget and go like, yep, you know, it's like the Men in Black thing when you hold the little pen and your memory is erased.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. We will, if you change on policy, that's one thing. But if you intentionally demonize our communities for political gain, we are never, ever going to forget that. And that's the reality. And I think he's oblivious to any kind of social norms whatsoever.
Well, you also brought up something I didn't know. You said we all recall the FBI had investigated the Orlando gunman before his attack. Want to guess who tipped off the FBI about him that triggered that investigation? A Muslim American member of the community who was concerned about his alarming rhetoric.
And I put that in the article because just a few days ago, Donald Trump was continuing with his jihad on Muslims, saying on Sean Hannity's show that Muslim Americans are not helping in the fight on terror, and in quotes he said, if they're not going to help us, they're to blame also. So somehow every Muslim is responsible if one guy in Orlando does something, or a couple in San Bernardino 6 months ago does something. In reality, Muslims are working with law enforcement, and they tipped off the reason the FBI knew about the Orlando guy and started investigations because of a Muslim. Donald Trump just lies about minorities. He won't pivot to help to try to reach out to us because in his calculations, we can't help him.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he needs Latinos
right.
And Hispanics.
You nailed it at the end of this, Dean. You said, as we minorities know, Trump wouldn't be reaching out to any of us if he were winning in the polls. Trump does not truly regret his words demonizing our respective communities. His only regret is there's not enough white supremacists to elect him president. That's right.
That's it. That's the reality. If he was winning, he would not be talking African Americans or Latinos or feigning any concern for those communities. He'd be riding the white horse to the White House to get the black man out of there and return whiteness to its place where, in his mind, where it belongs. It's a joke, and I'm glad that in the latest polls yesterday, African Americans, Latinos are not falling for this. We know it's BS. It's insulting that he thinks we're that stupid, the minority communities, that we would fall for his BS now after demonizing our communities for the entire campaign, day one with Latinos, day one with Mexican rapists, and not stopping.
Right. I mean, the fact that he literally, like, blatantly called Hillary Clinton a bigot yesterday, I think we have this. Here it is. Yeah, hang on.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot who sees people of color.
Yeah, bigot, yay! We are too!
Only
yay.
As votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future. She's going to do nothing for African Americans. She's going to do nothing for the Hispanics. She's only going to take care of herself, her husband, her consultants, her donors. These are the people she cares about. Hispanics!
Oh my God.
You have to watch the video. I hope people watch the video on YouTube of that. Watch the white people behind him. There's a woman whose mouth falls open. Other white people are laughing. It's a joke to them. They know Hillary Clinton is not a bigot.
Yeah.
They know Donald Trump, the man who's made bigotry into mainstream, who hired the Breitbart Steve Bannon, who is one of the leaders of the alt-right, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant movement, anti-black movement in America that has demonized Black Lives Matter. It's a joke. There's a quote. I don't often quote Ted Cruz, but in May, when he was ripping on Trump after Trump said that his father was involved in the JFK assassination,
right?
Ted Cruz said, whatever Trump does, he accuses everyone else of doing. And that's a quote that I've always remembered, and I put in some other articles. That's Trump is a bigot. So what he does is try to inoculate himself against that charge by saying, no, Hillary, you're the bigot. He calls you back.
I keep saying it's the Pee Wee Herman strategy he's been employing.
You
the whole,
one am I?
No, not you. Me. I, you are. It's just...
unreal. Who's going to fall for this? And it's so weird because there's no strategy in this campaign. If his campaign was really intentioned a few days ago to pivot to reach out to minorities, well, calling Hillary Clinton a bigot makes no sense in this big thing. You would just try to stay on your path of being like, I'm a good guy. And I know what he's getting at. He's like, oh, she only cares about your votes. No, she's got a track record of caring about Latinos and African Americans. And she's apologized for anything in the past, a super predator comment. She's long ago apologized for that. She's done more, her and her husband, for communities of color. And Trump has done nothing. He's got zero track record.
Well, he has a track record. It's the opposite.
Horrible.
Housing
right.
discrimination, you know. I mean, exactly. Like, you're going to forget one thing after another, starting with birtherism, starting with all of it, even in this cycle. So, it is really... And I don't know where we go from here. I mean, it really is
bottom,
just...
We just circle to the bottom of the drain.
I know.
It continues down. Today Hillary Clinton is expected to give a speech talking about the alt-right movement, which is where Steve Bannon and Breitbart is from. We already have Republicans coming out yesterday, at least a Fox News person and others, trying to say, hey, alt-right's really not that bad, which is really saying anti-Semitism and racism and bigotry are really not that bad. Really trying to move hate to mainstream, regardless of Trump. They really want to make it acceptable.
When you have David Duke outwardly saying, we have taken over the Republican Party, we are winning the alt-right, we are winning. We have never had an actual mainstream campaign merge into the lunatic, racist right fringe, right?
And where's alt-right? What? I love how they made up this politically correct term for hate. Alt-right equals hate, everyone. If you hear alt-right, think of the Breitbart, think of, you know, these people who have demonized Jews horrifically stuff. They've smeared me. It's not personal. I don't even care, but they've accused me of everything except for being a terrorist because their goal is to get any Muslim in the media out.
There's so many lunatics, it's hard to keep track of. I think they finally did get rid of the one guy that said the ovens were too small to have killed that many Jews. That guy.
That was on the line. They're like, why don't you take a vacation? Change your name, come back. Because that's what they do. They have weird names over there. Alt-right equals hate, and I'm glad Hillary's going to bring it up and define it. I've been yelling, and we've been talking about Breitbart in the past, and the silver lining to Trump hiring Steve Bannon from Breitbart is now brought this issue to mainstream attention, where Americans are going to know that Breitbart and that ilk are truly hate. They're no different than Daily Stormer, which is truly a white supremacist website. They're unabashedly white supremacist.
So this is really interesting.
I'm glad this is happening.
Well, you know, I've often brought up my dad in Goldwater won six states, and I think as Senator Franken once said, he said Barry Goldwater was wrong on the Civil Rights Act, and he made his whole party wrong. But he was not actually a racist. Donald Trump is an actual racist that is in bed with racist groups. I mean,
To me, you're right about that, and I've heard that comment numerous times, that Barry Goldwater was not a racist, he was very conservative, it was a policy issue. And that's the difference. If you take a wrong stand on a policy issue towards a minority community and don't demonize that community, one day we might forgive you. If you demonize us and try to this drumbeat of hate and stoke the flames of hate against us, where there's a spike in hate crimes against our communities, people look at us that somehow we're not faithful or loyal to this country, we are never going to forget that. To me, the wake-up call was November, Alabama, a rally there, Mr. Mercutio South Hall, Black Lives Matter protesters, interrupts Trump. Trump screams, get him. His white supporters beat up the man. They call him the N-word and a monkey. And Donald Trump goes on Fox News the next day, asked about it, and he goes, the guy deserved to be roughed up. To me, that was when that was the game over. That was when we were like, we have an absolute racist running for president.
We've had a thousand game over moments in this campaign. I think people are just exhausted, right, from the amount of hatred and bigotry and just outrageous. Anyway.
Well, we can only hope that he needs to lose horrifically, folks, so that Donald Trump is gone and the bigots are no longer in Bolton. They go back to the little slimy caves, meet on Tuesday night in the basement of a bar and wear their hoods. That's where they belong. They have a right to hate, just not in mainstream. We have to fight them. It's for the soul of America, folks. You have to vote.
Yep, absolutely. Dean, great stuff as always.
Thanks. Thanks,
listen to Dean on SiriusXM, channel 121, correct?
Yep, noon to 1, right after your show today. I will be on, noon to 1 New York time.
There you go. Thank you, honey. There he goes. Dean Obladah.